The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Who was defending his life and defending all
Second Amendment.
And defending all of our products on the truck.
Exactly.
I mean,
this
come
guy
on.
Is serious about getting you your delivery. And the American people will side with him. Because trust me, when the American people, they're so, this is going to sound bad. So many of them are so lazy now, they want their crap when they order it from Amazon.
That's right.
They want it to show up.
Next or same day or whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's not, you know, it used to be, hey, we'll get this in 3 or 4 days. Great. No, now we got to have it same day or tomorrow.
I know.
And so, I mean.
Delivery times are amazing.
It's amazing. And to have a driver that will protect your packages along with his life, I mean, hey. That's a good driver right there.
Yeah. But like they were said, you know, you can always look for a new job if you get fired, but you can't look for another life if you get killed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a perfect way to put it.
That is a great way to put it.
The driver ignored the company's edict in favor of carrying for self-defense, ended up having to use his pistol anyway. But an internal investigation showed the Amazon driver was working in the area. When they were approached by the suspect attempted to take the worker's vehicle at gunpoint. So he was trying to take the whole Amazon truck.
He wanted to take
with
all
everything
the
on it.
So, I mean, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. The people that were in his area, all the packages would have been stolen by a Biden voter had he not stood
his ground. Now, the suspect got shot, and he still tried to drive away in the truck, and then he crashed it shortly thereafter, right, driving away.
Probably because he was bleeding out.
Yeah, exactly. He was dead. EMS pronounced him dead at the scene.
DRT?
DRT, dead right there.
That's excellent.
That's it.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, it's what a...
And the driver wasn't arrested based on the information provided
by
the police.
Nor should he have been. It's a good thing he was in Ohio. Because it's a red state. Now, had he been in
New York? No,
New
they would have arrested
him. Or California, they would have arrested him for sure.
Even if he had got shot first, it wouldn't have mattered. If he killed somebody, that would have been the end of that. Yeah.
It's just, but I think, like I said, I think the people will stand with this guy because they're like, hey, I want my package.
That's right. Plus, he was jacked at gunpoint.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, it wasn't like he pulled his gun first. No, this other guy pulled a gun first trying to take his truck.
Hey, I got news for you. If somebody pulls a gun out on you, you better take them out first. I mean,
that's right. Like I said, you can look for another job, but you can't look for another life.
You can't look for another life.
And Amazon's not saying anything publicly about it, so...
Yeah, they don't want the firestorm.
They said they're working closely with law enforcement as they investigate, which, from what I've read, it looks like law enforcement is saying he did nothing wrong. He was protecting himself, defending himself.
Well, I'm sure it's all on camera. I'm pretty sure they have cameras on.
I'm pretty sure they do on all the trucks, at least. Anything outside.
Come on. Amazon is about as advanced technology as you can get.
I know. They certainly are.
I promise you that they've got cameras all over that thing. But I'm inside and out.
But I just, you know, for those of you who think, you know, oh, your Amazon driver, he's not this, he's not that. Well, look, here's one that's defending your packages with his life.
Let's put it this way. I will tell you that Amazon driver was not a Biden voter. The guy who attacked him and wanted to steal your packages, I guarantee you, was a Biden voter.
He probably wasn't a voter at all.
If he was a voter, who do you think he'd vote for? It's just like these stupid... These riots and things going on, these anti-Semitism, all these activists.
Yes.
Do you see any MAGA hats?
No, of course not, because they don't do that.
Who are they chanting for? Who will they vote for? They're Biden voters. Every one of them.
They're not Trump supporters.
They're Democrat
Biden voters. There's no evidence to show they're Trump supporters. And most Trump supporters will show evidence that they're Trump supporters.
Because they're proud to be American. There are Trump voters on the college campuses. They're holding up the United States flag, protecting it from hitting the ground, and they're cheering USA.
Yeah.
That's how we know who's a Trump voter.
And it's crazy because it's the same thing that happened. There's people sponsoring these protesters, and they're supplementing with people who are not even students or even on the campuses.
Yep.
And the campus police should go in there and remove people who are not supposed to be there.
Oh, man. These colleges are a bunch of pansies. But listen, the people who run the colleges agree with the anti-Semitists.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not in a hurry to move any of these people. In fact, it's a small percentage of people that are doing this anti-Semitism business, but all the other students are paying the price. I mean, look what Columbia did. They're canceled graduation.
They have to.
I mean,
I mean, they're causing chaos.
They don't have to. They could remove these stupid little peepsqueak pansies.
I saw video.
Cut out garbage cans and try and charge a cop. Did you see that?
No.
Yo, some of these idiots carved out rubber trash cans and used it as a shield.
Oh, geez.
And they charged against the cops, and this cop stood there, and they bounced off that cop like a rubber ball. It was hilarious.
I saw one. They were dragging protesters out of the street. Wasn't the cops. The people getting out of their cars and dragging these guys out of the street and throwing them onto the curb.
Get out of my way. I got to go.
And they weren't. I mean, they were resisting by just playing limp, but they weren't fighting back.
They weren't fighting. Yeah, they're pansies. They didn't want
to. So he just kind of dragged them off to the curb, and then he stood there and made sure he didn't try and move back in the street. And he was letting traffic go.
There was a line of these bozos in Nevada, and one of the sheriffs out there, I mean, he drove his car right through these people. I mean, he pushed them out of the way, tore down their barricade with his vehicle. And then he got out at gunpoint and said, you're getting out of here.
Get out of the road or I will start shooting you and you'll become the human.
And that's what you should do. You know, you can protest all you want, but when you break the law, you break the law. And protesting, you have to stand in an area that does not obstruct anybody else. You can't invade somebody's
You have the right to protest, but you don't have the right to interfere with somebody else's right to live.
You don't have the right to take away my freedom, my liberty,
If you do that, then you're a terrorist. You're not a protester.
Yeah, you're a terrorist. You're not a protester.
You're a terrorist. So
you don't have the right to stop an ambulance. You don't have the right to block somebody from getting to the hospital or their job.
That's right. We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Hell no, we don't. We shouldn't.
A friend of mine said that her 2-year-old started acting up, she turned to her and said, "I don't negotiate with terrorists." And I was like, oh my. That's a strict way of parenting, but that kid's going to grow up and know. They're not going to negotiate with him if he tries to commit terrorism.
I think that's the way I'm going to parent. That's excellent.
You do not. You have a choice in certain things. Certain things you do not have a choice.
Certain things you do not. I don't negotiate with terrorists.
That cracked me up. I said that to a 2 or 3 year old. I mean, I was like, oh my God, that's funny.
You've got these idiot students and activists out there chanting Hamas and wearing Hamas headbands and saying that they are Hamas. And then you've got the school officials trying to negotiate with them. They are effectively negotiating
with
terrorists.
They're trying to negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, they're effectively. I mean, at what point will the idiot Hamas's in the Middle East actually send one of their spokespeople down
to make a speech to Colombia?
Yeah, to make a speech or to negotiate on their behalf. That's if they remain. Oh, we don't know how much longer they're going to remain because I think Israel's about to go finish the job.
Yeah. Oh, let's hope so. Now this last thing I heard about, the Hamas people walked into parts of Israel and just started kidnapping people out of houses.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just grabbing anybody they could find and kidnapping them and holding them ransom.
It's awful what they did. Awful what they did.
But that's going to bring about, you know, and then they're going to whine like babies when Israel retaliates.
Yeah. Well, look what they're doing now. Now Israel told the Gazians yesterday, get out, get shelter, go, because we're coming.
And
so they told all the civilians to get out. And so now the Hamases are running around. They ran to Qatar. We want a peace deal. No. You had a chance. There was a peace deal on October 6th. You broke it on October 7th.
That's right.
And Israel would be fools to give you a chance to do it again.
Especially after they break every single peace treaty.
Everyone they break.
They lie, they cheat, they steal.
Last one, October 7th, those atrocities were darn close to what,
I saw some live video of that.
It was just awful.
They would shoot anybody that moved. They were killing dogs.
They targeted innocent people, pets, you name it. But Roger, it wasn't just that. They took babies from mother's arms and put them in the ovens and baked them. This is on film.
And yet there are people who support this kind of behavior.
Yeah.
So if you support that, you're obviously a Nazi. You're obviously a terrorist. You have
business. You have professors and Democrat elected officials who are telling these students, no, that's not true. That didn't happen. They know it happened.
There's video.
They know
it
happened because there's proof. And many of them have seen it. But they're still out there telling these things.
Well, you have to lie.
If there's a such thing as gaslighting, you don't get any more gaslighting than that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, flat out lying about the facts.
I mean, they're telling these students that this stuff, I mean, there's some.
Don't believe your eyes.
Yeah, don't believe what you see. There's some good reporters going down and asking these idiot students, and half of them, I mean, they'll ask them, why are you rioting? Why are you protesting? Well, we don't know.
Because George Soros pays me $75 a day to stand here.
But some of them will sit there and tell, oh, well, because of genocide. Well, who's doing the genocide? Oh, well, Israel. Well, no, it was Israelis who got killed by Hamas. Oh, no, that's not true.
Well, they have no
video.
Idea.
Oh, no. That's not true.
I know. It's so ridiculous. Yeah, I know. They're flat out lied to.
This is what they're taught in American schools.
And the thing is, teachers. The Palestinians are sitting there whining and, oh my God, our land.
They can whine all they want. They voted for that guy.
They voted for the Hamas to be their government.
Yeah.
They voted for that type of behavior. They voted to put them in control of their government.
And I got a question for these liberal idiots.
Oh, good.
How do you accuse Israel of occupying Gaza when there are no Israelis in Gaza? Those are Palestinians.
Which didn't exist 50 years ago.
The only Israeli that's going over there is probably either bringing food or assisting medically to some Gazians who need it. But there's no occupation in Gaza. I mean, it was the Israelis who dragged Israelis out of Gaza, who took them out of their homes. Just to make
get out.
They did it in the West Bank and they did it in Gaza. How do you accuse Israel? It's amazing to me.
Well, the fact is, they want to try and negotiate. It's like negotiating with a grizzly bear not to kill you and eat you.
Yeah, please don't kill me.
Please don't kill me. Oh, well, let's negotiate with them. No, you're going to have to kill them. That's the only way you're going to stop a grizzly bear.
You're
going
to negotiate, but it's going to be in the afterlife.
That's right. You're not going to be able to negotiate with people. If they're willing to do and commit the atrocities that they committed, I think they need to go John Wick, scorched earth, just destroy everything and say, you know what, make it so horrible that there will be never a thought of trying this again.
Yep.
It has to be so awful that no one would ever consider it. Because they'll go, oh, God, remember what happened last time?
Remember what happened last time?
You know,
well, this time Israel needs to go all the way and kill the head of the snake. They need to just eradicate Hamas to where they don't exist.
And when they're hiding in hospitals and baby food plants and all that kind of crap, hey.
You go find them.
If you're not willing to turn these people in and get them out of your life, if you're willing to let them live among you and commit these atrocities, you are just as guilty as they are.
They need to do what Trump did. Even George Bush, W. Bush, did this after the 9/11. When you pop off a terrorist leader and the next idiot is brave enough to stick his head up and go, look, 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 I'm the leader, bam.
Kill him too. You know,
everyone that popped their head up, Trump took his head off.
That's right. Everybody blew up the airport for that. He gave them a chance. He said, stop sending Iranians into here to interfere with this.
Yeah.
No, Iraq was terrorists into
Iran. The terrorists
were
sending them in,
Yeah, they were sending terrorists in there to target American soldiers.
Yeah, Iran was sending them into the green, trying to get them to the green zone in Iraq.
They were cleaning them up, and he said, stop it or we will take... Yeah, and he took out their head of state or whatever by destroying an entire runway.
He took out their head general, Soleimani.
He blew up the whole airport.
He said, yeah, you ain't escaping this.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like I said, when one of those idiots stands up and... gives their little lululululu, I'm the leader. Boom. Trump would crush him.
It's funny because here, what do we have? We have the terrorist. Most of the time, it's like, see something, say something.
Yeah.
We have people, Americans, are trying to prevent terrorists from taking over parts of America. Mm-hmm. Well, except for the idiots on the protest.
And now we have these idiots who are anti-Jew, anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-
But yet they want to live here. Because they don't want to live anywhere else because they know they get killed anywhere else they go.
That's another thing. You know, the Iranians have offered these students free education in Iran. I say, why don't we start an exchange program? You know, there's a lot of Iranians who are begging. They wave American flags. And
we'll
they
take any.
Here. Let's take a flag-waving Iranian, an American flag-waving Iranian, and then send some of these students.
We'll do a 10-for-1.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do 10-for-1.
And we'll make it worth your while.
Because I got news for you, you alphabet gang around these colleges. You ain't gonna be able to do what you're doing in Iran. They'll throw your ass off a building.
Yeah,
just for waving. You wave your little color flag.
Yeah.
And see what happens. They'll bury you in it.
You wave the rainbow flag in the country like that, they will kill you.
Yeah, they throw gay people off buildings.
Well, that's
crazy. I don't even know if they bury them after that. They just throw them off buildings and let somebody clean it up.
I know. And yet they're supporting the people who would kill them.
And because these people will look at you and tell you, Roger, oh, no, that doesn't happen. Who told you that? My professor. You're an idiot.
Yeah, well, there you go. Go ahead and try it.
I mean,
why don't we do an experiment?
Yes.
Let's do an exchange program. Any of these protesters who tend to have different sexual preferences, which that's up to you in America, you're free to do that.
Yep.
Let's go over to to a Hamas or a terrorist-run country, and let's see them welcome you with open arms.
I say let's sponsor an exchange.
And we'll video the whole thing.
A student exchange program. Any of you Hamas-loving idiots in Columbia and Emory and these other universities, any of you wanting a free education, we're not going to have to forgive any debt. It's just going to be free.
That's right.
Iranians are going to pay for it with their blood and money. Just go to Iran. Go to Iran and see how successful you are in their culture.
Especially females.
I want to see you get mad on your college campus in Iran and do what you're doing here. Go take over the college in Iran.
let's see the females go over there and get treated equally. Mm-hmm. That just shocks me. These people would support countries would deny them every right to even speak
crazy, Rogers, is the majority of these idiot anti-Semitists that are running around these colleges are women. I mean, they seem to be a lot of women. So go ahead. Are you ready to give up your driver's license? Are you ready to give up your
right to go
hairdo?
Out? Yeah.
Because they're going to have you covered.
That's right.
You are going to walk around doing what you do.
You can't walk around without a male escort.
Oh, right.
You
might have to have a male escort. I mean, I don't know how. I just know Iran is run by a bunch of idiot ayatollahs, and
that's right.
They aren't going to let you.
Extremists.
They are not going to let you live.
Yeah, I don't care what religion is. If there's extremists, that's always a bad thing.
Can you imagine how fast these idiot students would try to come back?
Oh my God.
And I would just say, oh darn.
They would expect a ticker tape parade when they got there, and that's exactly the opposite.
And they're
going to
get the opposite. And they're going to get nothing but subjugation when they get there.
Right, but they don't, for some reason, are they that blind?
And then
if they
survive it, if they survive to be able to come back, you better start kissing the ground you're standing on.
No, I think we need to vet them before we let them back in.
Well, that's true too.
Make them say why they want to come back here.
Yep.
And then put it on make sure we record everything.
And make them have to live in California.
I'd say you make them live in Texas.
Well, yeah, but not Austin, Texas.
No.
Make them live in the reddest part of Texas. Okay, maybe that would be.
Conservative Texas.
Yeah, maybe that would
be. Let them
better.
See the kind of people that defend this country against the idiots in Iran and Qatar or wherever. Yeah. Not Qatar. Qatar's actually one of the better countries
there. Well, they're better,
Iran,
but they harbor terrorists, though. Qatar's the ones that have been harboring Hamas leaders. So, I don't have much.
Let them go back there. If they want to try that, let them come back, live in Texas for a while, and live among the people who protect them from those terrorists coming over here.
Yep.
And see how much they like that. Because if they get a little taste, I think they would change their mind completely.
Oh, probably. I mean, some of these people are really sick, man, so I don't know how much changing will happen, but their eyes would be opened if they would just go. And all of these idiots.
Let them try and explain to the grizzly bear why they shouldn't be killed.
Exactly. They need to go over there. Yeah. Go take
your negotiation techniques.
Yeah. Go take your.
Go try them.
Your whiny rainbow flag carrying baby self over there. Go your flamboyant self. Yeah. You go right over there around and see.
Prance around and see how far you get.
See how far you get. Yep.
You won't even
make it to your free class.
That's right. they changed the schedule. Our class is on the roof?
On the roof? Wait.
That's weird.
Oh, look. They have rooftop. I can see it now.
Rooftop classes.
Oh, look. They have rooftop classes. I bet there's a rooftop pool. Yeah. And the next thing you're going to hear is thump.
That's right. Check out the view on the edge. And a little shove. Help them over the edge.
That is your dumbass carcass hitting the ground.
That's right. All your classes are going to be rooftop.
Oh, my gosh, Roger. You know that. Oh, look.
Oh, my God.
Iran is great. They got rooftop classes. Yeah, okay.
There's lots of fresh air.
Why are they pushing us on the edge?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but, laugh about it, but it's probably true.
But it's true. I mean, they do. That's what they do to gay people.
Yeah.
They give them the expressway down, and there's no confined box.
Because they're out of elevator passes.
Control speed.
When they're out of elevator passes, there's one way down, and they'll make sure you find it.
You might want to ask a question when your college tour ends on the roof.
That's right.
When the last
we're going
thing
up for the
your,
view. Come on. We're going up for the
when the last
the
thing
roof,
on the schedule is rooftop.
That's
you
right.
Might want to ask a question.
That's right. It's insane that these people they support these idiots who would kill them without a second thought,
without even thinking twice.
Right, and that's the people they're chanting for. That's the people they're protesting for.
Yeah,
it's like there was an old picture. It shows terrorism, and it was a tree. And it shows the liberal with a noose around his neck, and the other part was tied around the tree, and he's watering the tree. So as the tree grows, it's going to hang him. And he's fine with that. He's contributing to his own demise by not accepting facts as they are.
That's a good analogy, right?
I just wonder if Israel's going to go in there, scorched earth policy.
I hope so.
And bulldoze everything in its way and saying, hey, you don't want to live like this? Then don't. Turn these people in. Don't vote for this type of government.
And don't allow this to happen
in your country. Don't harbor these people.
They're on the cusp right now of going in, and everyone's going to complain.
Oh, there's babies and women there.
Led by the Democrats. Hey, Israel warned everybody. They warned them all. Said we're coming.
That's right.
We're coming. If you don't want to be a casualty, get out.
That's right. Leave.
We're trying our best. And again, Israel does more than anybody at trying to save civilians.
And that's big of them considering what Hamas has done to their civilians.
I have to say, I'll bet you as Americans, if that ever happened to this country, we wouldn't be so nice. Look what we did to Japan.
Imagine if Canada started lobbing missiles from the Canada into Minnesota and start blowing stuff up.
Blowing up people.
We need to negotiate with them. There's babies in Canada.
Can you imagine if they came over and did these atrocities that Hamas did? I think we would level them. I don't think we would even say, get your innocent away. We would level them.
What would Bush say?
After
9/11, you're either with me or you're against me.
Yeah, you're with us.
And that was it. And the Israelis should pose the same sort of ultimatum
to
people in the Gaza Strip.
You're either with us and you want to live in peace, or you're against us and you're going to die.
You do what you can, even at your own peril sometimes, to turn these people in, let us know where they are.
Yep.
Help us to rid your country of the vermin that live there and make your life a living hell.
You voted for these idiots. You should have learned your lesson now. So they've been there for 75 years.
It's time to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
If you're that stupid, then you know what? Darwin needs to take over.
Yeah, right. You're right.
There are reasons why dumb people don't always survive.
Yep. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And that's what you're dealing with. Dealing with people who have no idea what would await them if they went for a visit.
Well, they can't accept reality, Roger, because they're being taught in their schools, it's my truth. It's my truth.
Your truth is about
to get tossed off a rooftop.
You know, that brings me to another point here. Now, since the Hamas attack, Israelis have begun arming themselves the American way.
Which they should have done. Israel
had some of the strictest gun control in the world.
I knocked Israel all the time for their anti-gun stance.
Granted, their military presence is everywhere in the country.
It doesn't matter.
But you're not having a soldier sleeping in every single house everywhere in the country.
Look at how many more than a thousand people massacred in that town. In Israel.
Right.
There wasn't a soldier there that could help them.
No.
There wasn't the police.
If there was, it was one or two against hundreds.
Against hundreds.
Of Hamas soldiers.
The police couldn't get there
terrorists.
And do anything.
But now they're pulling back on these restrictions. They're stepping up. They're issuing permits to people. Anybody who wants one who can prove themselves worthy, I guess.
Yeah.
Prove themselves not to be a terrorist.
Right.
And purchase a weapon. And they're trying to arm more people in Israel.
That's the way to do it.
Because think about it. It's like you always say here. The only thing to stop a bad guy with a gun is...
A good guy with a gun.
There you go. And if you don't know that, then again, you're stupid.
An armed society is a polite society.
That's right. You know, if Why didn't Japan invade America?
Yeah, because they were afraid there was a gun behind every blade of grass.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's the reason that we're not, to this day, it's the reason why you don't see, what was the movie, Roger?
Wolverine.
Red Dawn. It's the reason that doesn't happen. Don't think they wouldn't love to do that, but they don't because, listen, If we didn't have the Second Amendment, Red Dawn would be reality because these idiots, they're already here and they would just gather with an invasion force and they would pick areas that
and start
can't
trying to
be
take
defended
them back. Yeah.
Very easily. The military couldn't get to, the officers, there wouldn't be enough police officers, so they could actually do a lot of damage. But they don't do it because
civilians
Americans have guns.
We have over 400 400 million guns in America, in American citizens' hands. That doesn't include any military.
That's not the military. That's not police forces and officers and sheriffs. That's the American citizens.
And probably trillions of rounds of ammunition.
Yeah. So, I mean, technically, behind every blade of grass, we do have a gun.
American
and we will use
rifle,
it.
Yep.
I mean, you bring your dumb terrorist butt out here, you may get a few people, but you're going to die. Because Americans, we will fight you. And we're not going to wait for the police officers. We're not going to wait for the military. There's a comedian, and I can't remember his name, but he talks about, he's a black guy, and he said, I was down south, and I was talking to some people, and he goes, man, let me tell you what I learned about rednecks. There's nothing wrong with rednecks. He goes, we need rednecks. And he goes, if ever the Russians or whoever came and invaded, he goes, by the time the United States military, they would get there, and there'd be beer cans everywhere, there'd be shotgun shells everywhere, and they'd be like, what happened? And then you'd hear Bubba, oh, man, you late. We already, the war's over. We're always over, man. We done killed them all, as he pops his next beer. It's hilarious.
About right.
It's funny. He goes, your NASCAR fans would have ended this war already. Before it started.
Well, if you think about the revolution in America in 1776, I mean, it was fought by citizens.
By civilians.
There was no army at the time. No, I mean, they tried to put one together, but it was all volunteers.
But it was most, I mean, we had a standing army, but it was the volunteer. It was the.
Yeah, but they didn't come up with them until after they declared their independence.
Yeah, I mean, we were already in a battle at that point. The revolution, it's amazing to look at the history of this country. It really is. And it was the civilian. It was the militia.
Yeah, a volunteer.
Civilians.
Yeah. And
it was preachers and church-going people and butchers and mailmen. It was
silversmiths.
People of all walks, blacksmiths, silversmiths. They picked up arms.
I mentioned silversmiths because Paul Revere was a silversmith.
Yeah, they picked up the arms to do what had to be done.
And it's crazy because you figure now that's one thing you mentioned I wanted to touch on again. You said the militias. Militias are just people in a country. They're not military. They're just people who will fight for their country are in a militia.
They were
some organization.
The innocent civilians of this country.
That's right.
Formed these militias
And that's what it means when it mentions militia in the Second Amendment. It doesn't mean military.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It means civilian.
It's the opposite of military.
That's right.
That's what I mean.
These are citizens who would be called on in case the military couldn't handle the job,
and
or they couldn't get there, or whatever it was.
Who's going to protect you when the cops or the military is minutes away? You better be ready to protect yourself.
That's right.
And that holds true to today.
See, too many people try and think of militia as military.
Because the Democrats and the education system tries to convolute that word and give it a new meaning, just like they try to give new meaning to. I mean, look, they changed the name of a woman. I mean, the meaning of a woman is not even woman anymore. I mean,
me what a woman is?
I'm not a biologist. I mean, it's ridiculous.
How do you go to a singles bar?
Yeah, right.
Oh, hi.
How do you buy feminine hygienes? Do you go in and ask for the non-binary hygiene? I mean, these people are idiots, man.
You know how a non-binary person kills someone?
Oh, gosh, how?
They slash them. Loosening their restrictions on owning guns now, because they learned a valuable lesson.
The only thing
that stood between the citizens and terrorists are someone with a gun.
And terrorist evil. Pure evil.
Oh, goodness. We are running a little over. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded with my special guest, Victor Armendariz, on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Right before we left for the break, we were talking about how the Israelis have begun arming themselves. And this, the person who wrote the article said they've been arming themselves American style. And I like that. It was like we talked about a few minutes ago. The American Revolution took place with not American soldiers at the time, but a militia, which was just citizens who were armed. That is probably the best definition of a militia, is armed citizens who come together to fight for a cause. That's a militia. Has nothing to do with military. Military is an official government force that's controlled by politicians, usually, unfortunately. But a militia is just citizens who arm themselves to protect their way of life, their maybe future country, whatever it was. And I think the Israelis have learned, I mean, even though they live in a part of the world where there's constantly a threat and their military is constantly on call, they still had extremely low gun ownership outside of military personnel. And they're beginning to rethink this, and they're changing the way this is done. So they're starting to let almost anybody who can prove themselves to be in good standing is capable of owning a weapon. Now, I'm not sure. I tried to look up what kind of weapons they're allowed to own, but it looks like they're getting military-style rifles. I don't know if they're select fire or not. But I think they realize that in order to protect their borders or protect their country, they're going to have militias everywhere in this country to fight against it, especially when a force is willing to parachute in, hang glide in, excuse me, and start killing people willy-nilly all over the place just for being in that part of the world. Imagine someone just comes onto your, into your neighborhood and just kills you because you're in America. They decide that's the only criteria they have for killing you, because you live in this country and they consider you an enemy. And that's what they want to do, is try and kill you because of where you live or what your nationality is. And that's exactly what happened when Hamas went into Israel. They killed everybody, men, women, children, dogs, everything, everybody, anything that they considered Israeli, they killed. They had no leeway toward babies or toward children or toward women. They killed everybody. And then as soon as Israel turns their sights to them and starts coming after them in their home, they want to surrender, they want to ceasefire, they want to negotiate. Well, you know what? When you broke the peace treaty on October 7th, that was your way of saying, we don't care about peace, we prefer war, we prefer mayhem, we prefer murder. They chose this for their people. And their people voted to put them in charge. So no matter who you're talking to, if they say, oh, well, there's innocent people there. Yes, there may be. But you know what? If you don't help rid your country of terrorists, then you're supporting them. And I understand it's risky to get involved and want to rid your country of these terrorists, because they're bad people. They will kill you for informing on them or for leaking information about them if they find out. But you know what? How else? Do you want your kids to grow up with the same terroristic activity going on all the time? Because if you're not willing to fight for your kids' futures or your grandkids' futures, then you don't deserve to have a future worth living. I'm sorry. You're giving up on that. If you're not willing to put yourself on the line, if you're not willing to help, then you're not doing anything to solve the problem. And you're willing to say, I accept this way of life. I accept living under terrorist rule. And I accept consequences for all the acts that they commit. When they go in and kill innocent people without any sort of inclination whatsoever other than, oh, they live in this part of the world, we're going to kill them. When you support that kind of behavior, then you know what? You have to suffer the consequences as well. And I don't know who in the world would accept some of these refugees that don't want to live in Gaza anymore. Are there any of them, any parts of the world that where they're accepted? Any part of the world that will take a self-proclaimed Palestinian into their country? Probably not. It'd be very difficult to find anybody willing to do that unless you're in a terrorist country. And then you're willing to accept these people. But you know what? If you volunteer to live in a terrorist country, then you need to be prepared to accept the consequences when they commit a terrorist act against the country and that country decides to retaliate. You voted for this. Now you have to live with it or die with it, whatever. And I'm hoping Israel gets every single terrorist, anybody who has any terrorist thoughts, I hope they kill them all. There's no reason why we can't have world peace if we get rid of the people who are refusing to let it happen. There's no other way to get rid of it. It's like a cancer. If you don't get it all, there's a good chance it could come back. And the same thing with these terrorists. They need to get every last one of them. They need to be excised. They need to be exterminated. They need to be killed. And I know it's a horrible thing to think that that's what has to be done, but there's no other way to get rid of them. It's like when you have roaches in your house, you have to kill them all. You can't let some of them live because they'll propagate. They'll come right back and they'll get into your food. They'll start terrorizing your household again. They must be completely eliminated. There's no other way to do that. And it's unfortunate that world peace hinges on the fanatical thoughts of a few idiot terrorists who think that they want to have war all the time and that's the way they want to live their lives. And they put their own home country in danger by choosing this lifestyle over living in peace. And then as soon as they start getting their butts kicked, they turn around and go, oh, now we want peace. Now we want to do this. Well, you know what? It's too late now. You had decades to come to terms to have a peaceful relationship with your neighbors, and every single decade you choose to ignore any peace treaties that you sign, to ignore any kind of public decency, to ignore any kind of civilized way of handling things, and you choose violence. Well, now the Israelis are going to have to choose violence, and the rest of the world should back them to every inch that they decide to take into the Gaza Strip. They need to take bulldozers and go 100 yards into every inch of Gaza for every Israeli citizen that was killed, which means they'll probably push them all to the sea and that'll be the end of it. But they're warning them, get out. If you're in Gaza and you're innocent and you don't like what's going on there, now is your time to get out. Go somewhere else. Go anywhere else. Even if it's just a vacation, get out for a while. Find someplace else you'd rather live. And if you're telling me there's nowhere else you'd rather live, that means you would rather live in a terrorist-run country succumbing to the terrorist's whims. You'd rather live under terrorist rule than live somewhere else. And I'm sorry, I know it's difficult to pick up a family or pick up somebody and decide to move from a life you've known your entire life. But you know what? If you want better, you have to do better. You have to choose better. Make better choices. And unfortunately, a lot of these people aren't educated enough. Like say, the women in Gaza certainly aren't educated enough because they're not allowed to be educated. And for all you women out there who think that there's innocent people in Gaza, by all means, go visit. See how well accepted you are by the people in Gaza. You know, everybody, you know, women and men should be equal in opportunity to advance themselves, to get better, to have opportunities to run their lives in the best way they can. But if you live in Palestine or the Gaza Strip, then you know what? You are not allowed to be educated. You're not allowed to go out of your house without an escort. You're not allowed to drive a car. So don't say that's the kind of people you support. If you do support them, then you need to live that way. You need to live your life like that here. You need to live without an education, without a driver's license, without freedom of how you want to dress or how you want to express yourselves. If you support that kind of government, then you need to live by it. Show me you mean it by living under that type of rule. If you do, then I'm sure we could gather up enough GoFundMe donations to get you a one-way ticket to any Middle Eastern country where women are second-class citizens. I'm sure it'd be easy, and you can video yourself going there. Let's video the welcome you get when you get there, and let's see how much fun that is. And then when you want to come back, sorry, you had to surrender your passport at the airport because you're going to a terrorist country to live that lifestyle. So I have no sympathy for anybody who supports people who will not allow themselves to be better than their predecessors. If they won't turn in terrorists, or they won't, you know, root them out, if they won't exterminate them, get them, don't make them welcome in your country. You make terrorists welcome in your country, you're saying we want to live by their decisions. We want to live by their actions. We want to suffer the consequences of their actions. In America, see something, say something. They had huge anti-terrorist campaigns going on because they wanted to stop terrorism in its tracks. They did not want it to exist here in the United States. Now, it still does to some extent, and there are, the United States is not the, it is not the perfect country, obviously. We have issues, we have problems, we need to work on it. But I'd be willing to say, as far as Middle East goes, America is probably one of the safest places to be if you compare it to any Middle Eastern country. Now, there are a few, like you go to Dubai and the Arab Emirates countries. You know, some Saudi Arabia is really nice. There are countries that are doing better there, but they chose that. But if you're supporting terrorism, then you know what? You're opening yourself up to that kind of treatment. You're going to get treated like you support terrorists if that's what you do. And it's unfortunate, but a lot of these countries realize they can have a much better life for themselves, their children, their grandkids, if they don't go down the road to supporting terrorism and supporting violence at every turn. Because there's no future in that. The only future you're gaining is one of death and destruction. And when they go in and destroy the Gaza Strip, blow up every commercial building, anything where military is hiding anything, when they blow up every building after they chase everybody out, and then you have to come back and rebuild it, that's what you're voting for. You vote for Hamas to be your government, then you're voting for violence. You're voting for a way of life that's going to keep you down where you'll never advance to anything more than a foot soldier in some rich man's way of doing things. What is it? Gaddafi. He made billions off running terrorist organizations because he kept himself out of the fray except to, I guess, instigate people to do his bidding to keep the war going, because the war, in his case, kept him in power and kept him making money. He finally ended his life in violence. They ended up killing him when they overthrew the Libyan government. But, you know, that's what it took. That's the kind of life you lead. You lead a life like that, you're going to die a death like that. That's all it takes. So if anybody's willing to support them, if you want to protest in favor of them, by all means, go do it over there. See how welcome you are to come there. Iran's making the offer, free education for anybody who wants to go. That will save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Especially when you get your gender studies degree. Trust me, it's not going to be what you think it is if you're in another country. They're going to teach you to hate anybody who has any sort of sexual preference that's not their own, what they believe in, how they want things done. They have no tolerance for any of that. No tolerance for any free thinking in Middle Eastern countries where they are run by terrorists. So keep that in mind. When you sit there and say, the Palestinians are dying, the Gazians are dying because Israel's going to kill them. It's like, yeah, because they went in and killed thousands of Israeli citizens. Innocent citizens, not military citizens, not military. They weren't based in any military building. They weren't working for military industry. They were innocent civilians who the government of Gaza went in and killed. Plain and simple. And they had a scorched earth policy when they did it. They killed everybody. Men, women, children, babies, dogs, whatever it was, they killed them all. And then they turn around, throw their hands up, and want to surrender so they can regroup and do it again, which is exactly what they did. And Israel needs to just stop believing that they're there for peace. There is no way. The only way to get peace in the Middle East is to eliminate the cause of war. And that is terrorists who have lived and thrived in these countries where people are too afraid or not brave enough to stand up and fight for their own country. If you want to fight for your country, fight for it. Fight for peace. Fight for prosperity. Fight to thrive instead of fighting to die. What's the point in fighting to die? So your kids grow up orphans, raised by somebody they don't know, raised by a family member who may believe the same thing that you did, so they end up growing up to be the next level of soldiers that fight their entire lives or are taught to hate people their whole lives? Don't do it. You want a better life? You're going to have to choose it. You have to make a good choice. And if you're choosing to live with terrorists, to vote for them, to support them, to hide them, then you're voting for that lifestyle. So when they come in, blow up your house, bulldoze your local businesses, bulldoze your community centers, your mosques, whatever. When they bulldoze it to the ground and destroy it, and you claim you have no life anymore, you voted for it. You chose that way of life. You chose to die instead of thrive. If you want to choose to thrive, then do it. Stand up. Be somebody better than who was before you. I'm sure there are probably a lot of people in the country who feel the same way you do, but you have to have the guts to stand up and fight against it. And there are probably ways to do it where you can do it, I guess, anonymously. I'm sure the Israelis would love anonymous tips from almost anybody in the Gaza Strip right now. So if you want to rid yourselves of this vermin, of these pests, then do it. Think about it. I would rather fight violence in my time than have my children have to fight violence. I would rather provide them with a better life and take the risks myself. And any good parent would rather do this. They would rather fight so their children don't have to. That's kind of where the Gazians are at this point now. Well, they need to decide, is this what they want for their kids? Are they willing to fight for a better life for their kids and grandkids? Or are they willing to die so their kids can grow up and fall into the exact same lifestyle that they were growing up facing? And if you're innocent and you're in Gaza and you can hear me, by all means, stand up, do something. Get out. Go somewhere else. There are other places you can go where you can live in peace. Now, if you want to just sit there and badmouth the Israelis and hate the Jews, that's fine. You're in the perfect place for that. Because the Israelis will eventually root out every last one of you, and hopefully you'll all be dead. Then world peace will stand a chance when you can eliminate all the hatred. Because there's just no way to have peace when people hate people with so much, I guess, so much enthusiasm that all they want to do is fight and kill. That's their entire life desire, is to fight and kill somebody just for their religious beliefs or for where they are in the world. And the thing is, there are people in that part of the world who live freely. Women can drive cars, dress how they want to. But they all live in Israel. Any of the Palestinians who want to get by, who want to do better, they go to Israel. They live in peace in Israel. And Israel will allow them to. Because if Israel were to stop fighting, they would be eliminated. They would be destroyed. They would be pushed out of existence. If the people in Gaza, if the terrorists would stop fighting, there would be peace. That's all it would take. They would have peace. They'd be able to thrive. They'd probably get more help from the Israelis than they would anybody else in the world if they were willing to stand, put down their arms, and actually have a desire to lead a peaceful life. It could be done. And their children could thrive. Their grandkids would thrive. You'd be able to see your grandkids. You wouldn't get killed beforehand. But unfortunately, no one in the Gaza Strip is choosing to lead their life in peace. They want to choose violence, and violence begets violence. So I guess I need to say, if you're in America and you don't want to have this happen here, then you need to be your family's first responder. I know I hound on this all the time, but I can't think of any other way to get you to decide to go, you know what? I need to defend myself. I need to defend my family. If something like that were to happen here, would I be prepared? If terrorists were walking down the street shooting people at random, would I be able to shoot back? Do I have any way to protect my family against that kind of attack? And if you have any desire to learn how to shoot, to learn how to use a weapon, why not do it now? Why wait until it's too late? Exercise your Second Amendment right. You have that in this country. The restrictions are not that great. Anybody who's an upstanding citizen can purchase a weapon, learn how to use it, and use it to defend yourself, your family, your neighbors. Anybody you feel is worthy of your protection, you can help defend them against any kind of injustice. And that's the thing. Fortunately, America has not been invaded because we have so many people who are armed in this country. That Second Amendment, even if you don't believe in it, the fact that it exists helps somebody who's not a Second Amendment supporter. It protects them also. Because you know what? Criminals don't know if you're a Second Amendment supporter or not unless you advertise it plainly on your front door, which most people don't. But the fact that they think, oh, people in this neighborhood have guns, even if you are adamantly against guns, you still are defended by the people in that neighborhood who have them. Because there's a chance that you could have a gun, because terrorists or criminals think that you may have one, that is going to drive them to another target. They're going to find another way to try and make a living, because they don't want to face somebody who's willing to kill them when they come in trying to commit criminal acts or terrorist acts. They're cowards. They don't want to face anybody who's armed. They don't want to face anybody who's able to defend themselves. They want to face innocent people who don't know any better or don't have any skill levels or aren't allowed to have weapons. This takes place in major American cities, too. Wherever they have the strongest gun control, crime usually runs rampant in those states or those cities. Wherever they try and prevent citizens from having weapons, that's where the crime tends to be the highest. And you might wonder, because right now they're trying to tell us that crime is going down, it's lowering, it's coming to a lower level. And there was an article out today that a friend sent me, Sergeant, this is for you. And he, let me see if I can find this real quickly, because it was a great article. And what it was is they were basically saying that the crime statistics in America are not reported. Almost one third of all crimes in the United States are not being reported by law enforcement officers to the FBI. So the crime statistics are completely inaccurate. There's no way they have crime going down in big cities, where if you live there, you know the crime is worse than it was 5 years ago. You know it is. Or 10 years ago. But yet, you know, in certain states, they don't even prosecute anymore, because they don't feel like the crime is worthy of prosecution. If you steal something in New York City less than $900, there's no prosecution. There's no noting that that was a crime. It's considered a misdemeanor, and they don't even take a report. So, of course, crime rates are going down if you don't report it. And yet it happens more and more and more, because the criminals are becoming more emboldened. And this would be the same for terrorists. If they stop prosecuting them, if they start letting them into the country, we're going to end up in the same boat that Israel's in, where citizens are going to be killed, kidnapped, terrorized by people who come in here with no respect for our way of life. So you want to keep that way of life, you're going to have to defend it. And if you're capable and willing to arm yourself, I say do it. Right now, I'll be honest, guns are at some of the lowest prices I've seen in probably about 5 years. Since 2019, I haven't seen prices this low. The ammo prices are not as low as they were back in 2019, but they are coming down. They're becoming more reasonable now. So being able to go shooting or practice is becoming more reasonable now that it's been in a long time, since 2020 for sure. In 2020, the prices skyrocketed and they stayed high. So keep that in mind. If you've been thinking about this, if it's crossed your mind, if you think, I want to learn how to defend my family, I want them to be able to depend on me for security, now would be the time to go out and start looking. Take a friend. If you know anybody who's interested in guns or has guns, see if they'll help you. See if they'll go look with you. See if they'll introduce you to the sport of shooting. If they'll introduce you into the skill of being able to handle a pistol, a rifle on your own, if you don't have any training or never done it before. Get somebody to help you, or any gun range. Almost every gun range in the country has training programs, training classes. That's probably the most important thing you can do if you don't have the skill set to defend yourself right now. Learn how. It's not that difficult. You can look at pictures of Gazians, the kids, 11, 12, 13 years old, handling guns. It's not that hard. If they can do it, you can do it. And you can defend yourself, your family, your property, your dog, from possible wrongdoing. And a lot of times it doesn't even have to do with having to use the gun. I'm not saying to buy one if you have no intent on ever using it, because that is a huge mistake. You don't, I mean, sure, the sight of a gun can stop an attack a lot of times, but if push comes to shove and somebody looks in your face and they don't deem you worthy or they don't think you're going to go through with it, you need to be able to prove them wrong. You need to be able to shoot someone who's threatening your life or threatening the life of your family members. That's all there is to it. If you're not capable of doing that or you don't think you can, then you know what? Don't buy a gun. Buy something else. Buy a loud siren for your house. You know, invest in security so you keep people like that out, hopefully. But eventually, if it comes down to it, if anybody comes to get you, if you don't have a weapon to defend yourself, you're at their mercy, and you're going to have to deal with whatever terrorism they decide to try and inflict on you and your family. So make that decision. Decide if that's what you want to do. If you want to be a victim, by all means, don't arm yourself. Don't protect yourself. If you don't want to be a victim, now would be a good time to get into it. Now would be a good time to get started, because there's nothing better than having a feeling to know your family can be protected by you, to know you can protect your family in the event of some sort of crisis. If something happens, if there's riots in the streets, if there are terrorist attacks in the neighborhood, if something like what happened to Israel went down here, would you be able to shoot terrorists in the street as they walk around killing all your neighbors? Would you be able to defend your family against that? And if you're good at this, if you could get that done, then maybe you can convince other neighbors to do the same thing. And if that's the case, then you can build yourself a militia. That's all it takes, is to be an armed citizen fighting for a common cause or for defense. That's all it takes to get that done. And it doesn't take that much of a decision to do that. You just have to be able to be friendly with your neighbors, I guess. Now, if you have no neighbors you're friendly with, then you have to start from scratch, or you have to work on your own property, your own family, your own people. All right, but say, go out there, take a look. Like I said, gun prices are some of the lowest they've been in over 5 years. Ammo prices are coming down. There's plenty of available training out there. Get started. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till all the cows are out of the barn before you go try and work on building a better barn door. And that's all this is. You're building a better defense system, defense plan for your family, your property, and yourself. All right, I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you've been listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.